This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Here is some of what President Obama said at his victory rally in Chicago last night.
You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. And in the coming weeks and months, I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together. Reducing our deficit, reforming our tax code, fixing our immigration system, freeing ourselves from foreign oil. We've got more work to do.
Well, joining us now to talk about what the results of the election mean for the economy is Chris Lowe, chief economist with the brokerage FTN Financial. He's here with me in the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so the president stays in office. The Democrats keep the Senate. The House stays with the Republicans. So what changes here?
Well, yeah, it doesn't feel like much changed, right? But they all come back now with the stamp of approval of the voters. And I think that's the key, is that we've had a reality check, and you come back in, and now you've got the same team, but they're re-energized.
The stamp of approval for what, though, economically?
Well, that's kind of interesting, too. I think maybe the big thing, because, of course, Romney ran on the economy. He was
right.
Going to fix it. And voters came out in the exit polls saying the economy is what they were thinking about when they voted. So my sense is people realize there are no easy fixes. It's going to have to be some kind of grand bargain on deficit, on taxes, and, you know, just keep grinding out the jobs.
Well, the first order of business is going to be dealing with the fiscal cliff, which comes up at the end of the year, this package of spending cuts and tax increases that Congress is going to have to do something about. So what happens with that?
Well, that's maybe one of the most interesting things with an Obama victory, because, again, the thinking was it's going to be tough to get Congress to work together. What they have to do, what we're hoping to see in the next couple of months, is a deal where they agree to do budget reform, they agree to do tax reform, and they agree to work on it over the next year, and then they postpone all these increases that are coming in at the same time. We're going to be watching that really closely. They have 16 days to work on it before the end of the year.
Do you see taxes going up then either way?
I think taxes probably will go up. That was one of the biggest differences between the two candidates. Romney saying no tax increases, but we'll sort of nip away at deductions. Obama saying, no, there have to be tax increases. And I think the voters that one, at least, the voters seem to approve of.
What about spending cuts, though? I mean, is President Obama, with his reelection here, going to be able to avoid deep spending cuts as part of any grand deal?
No, I think you will see spending cuts. Remember, Obama actually cut military spending this year the most of any president in the last 30 years or so. I think that's one place where he now can cut further.
Defense.
And in fact, that's what the sequestration is lined up to do. Those are the automatic cuts they agreed
right.
to as part of the debt ceiling last year. So I think there will be cuts, but it's not necessarily the cuts to social spending that you would have seen with a Romney victory.
Do you, Chris, see any major legislation coming? I mean, the last time President Obama was elected, we got the stimulus package, we got the health care reform bill, we got the Wall Street reform bill. Any big things coming down the pike, do you think?
No, I don't think so. And that's kind of what he ran on. We've done the big things. Now let's make sure they work and let's focus on the economy. So the big things now, the biggest, is going to be fixing the deficit. Can we do a 10-year deficit deal?
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.